From radiosport.co.nz, this is Martin Devlin.
Let's go back to our famous five, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? Five moaners, five whingers. Lashings of rugby as the famous five play Super 15. And kicking it off, our man in Wellington, Graham Beasley, you must be pleased. Rejoice, rejoice. Artie Sevier is in the run on 15.
Rejoice. Dancing in the streets of Wellington, and All Black gets picked in the forwards. But another All Black, TJ Benara, is in the reserves. So I'm starting to wonder if Mark Hammond has some sort of quota thing going on that he's got to have at least one current All Black sitting on the bench.
He's copped it this week.
Isn't he? Yeah, Wellington is mobilised. To the extent that there is now even a Facebook page calling for the resignation.
Oh, I tell you
what.
And
in 2014, you know something is big when there's a Facebook page behind.
Do you know what that means, Graham? That means that there are people sitting in darkened rooms by their computers.
Getting angry.
Yes.
Getting angry and mobilising.
Yes.
And, it's catching on. I don't think it's confined to Hammett. I think people are starting to look at the franchise as a whole and the way it's being run. And I think James Tapuni's in for a rough couple of months, the way things are going. Count the yellow seats. Game has been marketed, and rightly so, as Conrad Smith's 100 games for the Hurricanes. I'd like to know how many people turned up for Conrad Smith's first home game. I'd imagine that would be sort of in the mid-2000s. That'd be around sort of 30,000 would have turned up for that. There were 8,000 last week. And I would be surprised if it's that many again this week, just because of how badly we played last week against the Brumbies. People were leaving midway through the second half last week. The Cheetahs don't have a lot of pulling power. And with that Cyclone Lucy on the way as well, just sort of everything's aligned. But to show how fair and balanced I am, I'm not going to blame Mark Hammett for Cyclone Lucy.
He'll be relieved, Graham. I just had a text through from Jim Case from Three Sport. He says, Martin, just to remind you that Artie and TJ aren't All Blacks. Oh, well, aren't you a bloody spoiled sport this morning, Jim Case, from the North Shore, North Harbour man. No, they're not. But, I mean, don't take that away from us as well. King, my King for the Blues, you got your wish. Benji starts.
Who are we playing this week,
mate?
It doesn't matter because we're rebuilding. You see how good this rebuilding is for the spirit of Auckland. Benji's playing this week. Doesn't matter, mate. Doesn't matter. What have we got him done this week, mate? We've got him put a fella who's never played rugby before. We've put him in a position where we've taken a world-class fullback and put him on the wing. We're the Hurricanes, mate. We're the Crusaders this week. Fantastic.
Look, this has worked in the past before us. If you go back through World Cups where we put world-class fullbacks at centre... Oh, that's right.
McDonald.
Christian.
See, but we were rebuilding then, mate. Look at us now. 5 years on, the All Blacks are the greatest team in the world. Even the South Africans are saying it. So JK's on to a winning plan. Good on you, JK. Keep it up, mate.
Just a little slice of sarcasm thrown in. Mike McRoberts, a TV3 newsreader, is in Japan at the moment. Mike, you got out of jail last week against a Stormers side that now say that you cheat.
Yeah, look, konnichiwa, Martin. I've been in Japan for the past week, and in my off time, in my spare time, I've been studying the Shogun Samurai Dynasty and its demise. And, of course, that's where we bring in the Crusaders. A lot of people are saying that the Crusaders are on the way down, but just keep your kimonos on, boys, because I think this team that they've got for the Rebels match is looking a bit more like what we saw at the end of last year. You've got to give Blackadder some credit here. He tried a few things. Lilo centre didn't work. Okay, so he's gone back to this other centre. Yeah, I mean, the Rebels have also been a bit of a bogey team for us. They told us up a couple of years ago in Melbourne, and we only just beat them last year. But I just think we might just do it this and look out for Nondolo, the big Fijian centre. If he gets on, he could be the guy that brings a bit of X-factor to Crusaders back line.
Mike, with all due respect, we know why you went to Japan. You were embarrassed. You were running. You were trying to save face like the Japanese do. What's it like being a Hurricane?
Oh, we're not a Hurricane yet. Listen, I actually managed to bump into Eddie Jones yesterday, and we had a bit of a chat.
Oh, good.
Those Crusaders aren't looking good. He was one who was thinking that they're on the way down. And I said, oh, well, meet my cameraman, Dutchie. He's from Wellington. He said, oh, yeah, you guys got no show.
Even Eddie Jones is sticking it to us. Oh, he just does such a good turn in condescending, doesn't he? As a Crusaders fan, Mike, it just makes your blood boil, doesn't it? Shonda, Stephen Hunter, our hobbit out of Sydney. And what, pretending you care about the Canes on Monday?
I do care about the Hurricanes. Look, I was born in Wellington, and I lived about first eight years of my life in Wellington. They're my sort of spiritual second team. I do care about them, but, you know, they're a bit hard to love sometimes.
Well, they've been very hard to love this week. However, your beloved Chiefs, look, there's this hurricane coming down the country, mate. It might hit Hammy, the Tron, just in time for kickoff.
Oh, we're very, very used to weather like that in the Waikato. I don't worry about that. Yeah, I've really missed them, actually. It was kind of weird not having them around last weekend. And I think it started to take shape. I mean, look at the lineup. We've got Anscombe back at fullback. Marshall gets his first start. We've got this young bloke low on the wing. He scored a try against the Crusaders first up. Pretty good bench when you think about it.
Oh, shut up. You're starting to really get up people's noses now, your lot.
Why? I'm just excited about my team. I think we've got a lot of guys coming back from injury. It looks good. I mean, we even got, like, Fruins on the bench. You know,
yeah.
A couple of blinders.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, like, as soon as your team's winning, you're always going to get smashed down, aren't you?
Yes. Well, I don't know, Stephen. How would I know? How would I know?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't know.
Just cut him off. I walked into that, didn't I? Hey, that's what happens when your alarm doesn't go off and you wake. How would I know, Stephen, about winning? It's eight in a row. Finally, Callum Proctor, colleague from Dunedin, Highlanders man. If you can't beat the Force, then you deserve to be called the Highlanders.
Well, hang on. Have you seen our record against the Force? I'm a bit worried, actually. We've only beaten them once in seven attempts. And I just hope we haven't lost all of that fantastic momentum we built up in the first two rounds. That's just what makes me nervous.
Hang on a second. Seriously, you won one game, you lost a game.
Yeah, but we looked good when we lost.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, right.
That's the difference between us and you. You know, we've looked good. And I'm just pleased that we've got some quality teams to watch again this weekend.
Look, the whole radio station up here was talking about the fact that you flicked over and you watched The Bachelor. Old colleagues of yours have had things to say.
That's how bad the Hurricanes were, though. You can't... Look, you know, you've got to forgive me for that. But there'll be no... Well, The Bachelor's finished now anyway. He chose the blonde in the end, by the way. The brunette missed out and the blonde won. And I told you his handling skills were far better than the Hurricanes.
Thank you, Callum.
If the call is kind of shady, it's time for a second opinion. The DRS Radio Sport.